Hi, I'm Curtis.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. Sorry, Melissa.
Pull that mic down. I just want to move.
Are we good to go now?
Yeah.
So how's things, guys?
Hi, guys. How are we? Sorry, just as that was happening, one of the engineers was like looking through the window, kind of confused, as if we're about to be stopped from recording.
No, I think we're
okay.
Did
he go the other way?
Yeah, he went the other way.
Welcome to season 4, episode 5. How are we, guys? All good?
All good, mate, yes.
All great.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. So here we are at season 4. It is episode 5. We are halfway through this season, and there's going to be a few changes to the podcast, subtle changes. We'll explain them later on. But basically, we're going to go back to what this podcast was supposed to be all about before that was stopped in its tracks by a global pandemic.
Yeah, we never really got that idea off the ground.
No.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it on many episodes. The podcast is called What's Happening because we wanted to be your go-to information for all the fun things and cool things that are happening in Belfast, something that was going to stay regularly updated weekly, obviously, with us here on the podcast, things we would go and experience and let you know if they're good. And it didn't really ever get off the ground.
I mean, there's remnants of it there. If you go way back to series one, we had people like Shane Todd, who's killing it on the comedy scene in Northern Ireland. We had Liam McCord, too, who was fighting, you know, massive fights for Northern Ireland.
Remember the time we went to that Laser Quest place?
That's right. The virtual reality headset place, which is now a massive sort
and
of...
We did go-karting, too.
Yeah.
I want to do that again.
I'd love to do it, especially now that I watch Formula One.
Yeah.
So that was back when things were happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then nothing happened for 18 months, and we had to just come up with a different concept for the podcast. We just picked different topics and we talked about them and we had a lot of fun. But now that things are starting to get back to normal, and it seems like, touch wood anyway, they're going to stay that way, we'd love to get back to getting back out there, doing things in and around Northern Ireland in general, and kind of just letting you know what's happening.
Yeah.
Because that is what the podcast is called. But we'll get back to that later on. We'll talk a little bit about that.
We haven't done anything this week, so next week.
No, yeah. But I mean, we have done some things, and we're going to do I suppose this has been the what's happening or what has happened section over the last sort of 18 months. But anyway, what has been going on this week with you guys, Connor? So, wait. We need a listener of the week.
Oh, yeah. Okay, listener of the week.
I forgot about that.
Again, for I think the third week in a row, we've got listeners of the week.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're just rolling these out. So, thank you.
Giving these out for free, willy-nilly, as if they would mean nothing.
So, this week's listeners of the week are Haley Dock, Adele Scallion, and Niall B. Big ups to you guys. Thank you so much for following us over on the What's Happening Instagram.
Listeners of the week. Right, sorry, what has been happening this week then? Highlights of the week for Connor.
So, as you know, I kind of like to be prepared and kind of like to jot down what I've been doing over the week. And I've scrolled, so I have a note on my phone called Podcast Ideas. And I would have like topics and stuff for us to talk about and like what I've been getting up to over the week. But then I also have like things for presents. So like for like birthdays and stuff.
That's so cute.
And I forgot that I even had this. So for Melissa, I've got like, because you have mentioned these before. So caramel and custard donuts from Greg's.
Oh, yeah.
Custard pots, golden crisp dairy milk bars, blue Calypso drinks.
You're such a good listener.
And then for Curtis, I've just got no nuts.
I mean, you're not wrong. Literally, I'm not fussy as long as there's not nuts in it.
That's so true.
So yeah, over the last couple of days, I went to a gig last Thursday. I went to Camel Fat at Custom House Square.
Unreal.
How was it?
It was really good.
It looked so good.
Yeah, so that was my first gig. Like, as we've established, I've been to a nightclub before. But
that's right, London's only lesbian nightclub.
Big up she. And that was my first live gig back, like concert, sold out. And it was so good to be back. But it was, again, like, it's so weird because you're not used to that kind of environment and having so many people around you.
I wish so badly I'd went to Camel Fat. Like,
it was great.
Unreal.
Did it feel normal or, like, because I remember for a while that, like, way back at the start of everything, wearing a mask felt so strange, but it got to a point where it felt normal and now it feels strange to not be wearing one when you go into a shop or something.
Yeah.
Did it feel strange to go into this massive, like, area full of people standing side by side, or did it just feel as normal as it ever did?
I think I think because
Connor can't answer that. Sorry, because he was VIP backstage. Sorry,
sorry.
I'm only joking. Sorry, no, but seriously, that is a serious question. Did it feel?
Yeah, it kind of like it felt as normal as it could do. Yeah. But I suppose that it felt weird because we're all so used to just wearing masks now. It's like everyday life thing.
I think you adjust really quickly though.
Yeah.
Because like I said on holiday. Initially, when everybody was like, oh, we don't really wear masks here. When we were taking our masks off, that was so weird. But the next day, we were totally used to
back
it.
To normal, yeah.
Like, you get very used to it very quickly. But a few drinks in, you're like, this is unreal.
It just seems like for so long, we've been like, just walking through shopping centres and supermarkets, staying as far away from people as we can to then go into this big arena full of people. But like, I mean, I'm absolutely up for it. You know,
it was amazing. But it was so good.
I find sometimes when I'm in the shop now and if somebody like makes a big deal of like walking around me 2 metres, I'm like, why are you being weird?
Why are you doing that?
Because nobody, like everybody's kind of slowly gotten back to normal, gotten back to being a little bit close to you. So when somebody does like a big detour around you, you're like, God, do I stink?
I mean, I suppose it is just taking some people longer to get back to normal than others, like, you know.
Well, speaking of masks, I actually had like a bit of an awkward encounter with one of the event sec people getting into Custom House. So after like you've the show, you're, that was another thing. So
did you not know who you were?
No, I wasn't with Melissa. this is another thing. So before I get into that, to get into, you have to show like your vaccine kind of.
No, that's what you were asking actually earlier on. So
I was an idiot. As we know, my whole experience with getting the vaccine has been different to others. So I didn't get a single vaccine card with both dates. I got two separate vaccine cards with two different dates on it.
Okay.
So I'm convinced I said to Liv, I was like, take those and laminate them so I have them.
Connor, you know you just apply for the vaccine passport on an app.
This is the thing.
And then you don't need those laminated.
Okay, so I must have thrown out the vaccine cards.
Oh, no.
So I need to ring up the GP. But anyway, I went on to NI Direct onto the app to get it on my phone. But it wouldn't let me, up till a certain point, it wouldn't let me apply for it because it said that you could only use the app if you're traveling internationally.
That's
so
true.
I was like, I'm going to Croatia in 3 days. So I just put in the destination and when I'm going and then it let me apply for it. So I had the app thing, which was great. So I think you need to reapply for it every 3 months or whatever. So I have
it now
anyway.
Like,
such a pain.
But yeah, anyway, getting into Custom House Square, I got past security and stuff and then you have to walk through and like take everything out of your pockets and stuff. And I had like a leather jacket on and I had like pockets inside and I was taking stuff out and putting it on the table and I was like, oh, I've got like loads of masks and stuff. And she was like, are you still wearing a mask? And I was like, yeah. I was like, you have to? She was like, oh, but do you? And I was like, yeah. Like everyone needs to wear a mask. And she's like, so if everyone's doing something, you're going to do it? And I was like, well, I didn't know what to say.
It's like the equivalent.
It was like so passive aggressive. And the guy that I was with.
You think she was maybe like an anti-masker?
I don't know. Then why
so
is she working for
event sec? Head in a fire,
what
would you?
The heck?
And then the guy beside her was like doing the same thing. He was like, so yeah, if everyone else is like, if everyone jumped off a bridge, would you do the same? And Maddie.
Were they wearing masks?
No.
You know what? I think they were just like having fun. Well, they're bound to have been just because like.
At my expense, I didn't know what to say. I was just.
What did you say?
I was just agreeing with him. I was like, yeah.
Oh my God.
So anyway.
So weird.
I know. Like, so yeah, that was Thursday. And then I went to the gig with my friend Matty. He lives out in California now. So he's back for a month or two. So yeah, getting a good catch up and stuff with him. I didn't really get up to much else. I had a big day. Mate. I was going to say sports. Ronaldo.
Oh,
he's
that's
come
right.
home.
He's coming back to United.
He's home.
Do you know what? We mentioned this on the breakfast show at the weekend. Melissa didn't know. Right?
What?
So this
I wasn't reading your stupid chat.
But your mum's like a massive United supporter.
I knew the day after. It was only like 12 hours late.
The news came out on Friday, right?
Yeah.
And like, not only were we talking about it in the group chat, but it was all over the news. It was on the radio. It was on the TV. It was all over social media.
I'm sorry, but from the second I got home from Croatia, I worked nonstop.
Well,
I didn't reply to my best friend. I didn't reply to my mom. I still haven't been home to see my mom. I left all my work to the end of the month. And I wasn't really on social media. Like, I know it looks like I'm present on social media, but that's all work. I wasn't reading WhatsApps. I didn't see it.
It just blew my mind that, like, we were sitting here doing the breakfast show on Saturday morning, and, like, we're in the studio while the news is on and the news is playing out, and the newsreader, Chloe, was kind of like, and Ronaldo was going back to Manchester United, and Melissa was like, is he? I was like, how do you not know? Like,
That was my first time hearing the news. Like, I genuinely...
That's mad.
Over 12 hours later.
I know.
So, blew my mind.
So, yeah, like, Friday was, like, a whirlwind of 24 hours. Like, it was crazy because...
It was so strange. Like, it started with him supposedly going to Man City.
And then he ended up going to United. I don't think United could have let him go to Man City, like, at any expense. Like, they couldn't have let that happen.
I was wrong because we had a conversation about this and I said, I don't think he has any loyalty to United. I thought all his loyalty was to Real Madrid, but he proved me wrong.
Yeah. So he did. And, like... I'm not going to say, like, I'm still so excited. Like, me and Hicks are, like, massive United supporters, and we were constantly, like, messaging each other. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, I mean, she's first for news. United news, like, you know.
And then, like, he did, like, a post and stuff about, like, coming back and stuff and returning. And at the end of it, it said, this is for you, Sir Alex. I'm not going to lie, I nearly cried reading it.
I'm not going to lie, I might not be a big football fan or anything, but I am a fan of Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Have you watched his documentary before?
Brilliant, yeah.
Like, it's incredible. I've watched it. It wasn't my choice, but then I was hooked.
He's
and couldn't
machine.
Stop watching. He's incredible. He's superhuman, and I'm very excited because even though clearly I'm not a football fan, the household that I am from, like my home, like Man United fans, my mom will be delighted.
Yeah. I was telling you about that story that I read. So every time Ronaldo goes into the news, like players that have played with him previously start like telling their stories and experiences of working with him. Mm-hmm. And there was one player who played for Juventus, and I can't remember who it was, but he like gave a story to one of these media outlets that was like, he played a game with Ronaldo. So they played a match that afternoon, right? And Ronaldo had scored like 3 goals or whatever. And then that was a Sunday afternoon. So usually after Sunday afternoon, they go home. Mm-hmm. And this player, Ronaldo, had texted him at like 11 o'clock at night. And was like, what are you doing, bro? And he's like, it's 11 o'clock at night. We've just played a match today. I'm at home watching TV on the sofa. And Ronaldo was like, let's go to the gym. I didn't really get a good workout on the pitch today. Like, I've got more in me. Let's go to the gym. And he was just like, no.
Yeah. Like
but that's what he's like. He's just he's a nonstop.
Beast. And like, I know that he's 36 and I'm trying not to get too excited because he's 36 and he's not the Ronaldo that he was when he left us. He's completely different. But yeah, he's 36. He has the body of like a 20. He will run ring
Ronaldo.
Around.
Do you know what? It's so easy for people like you and me to sit here and go, oh, you know, Ronaldo's 36. Has he still got it? Have I ever played a Premier League game?
Nah.
Do you know, sitting over here with my dad bod?
And yeah, like I'm trying not to get overexcited, but we're going to win the league this year. Like,
see, that's so annoying because for once Chelsea signed Lukaku, I was like, we have it wrapped up, lads. And then Ronaldo goes to United. I was like, no, we don't. Nope. So.
And yeah, apart from that, it was Bank Holiday Monday, of course, and just went for lunch. And that was about it.
Very nice.
What about you guys, Melissa?
I actually, as I said, from getting home from holidays, I was so busy. But then that was all because I wanted to get my work done before Friday night because Scott took me out for dinner. We went to the Barking Dog. Food was incredible.
Lovely.
Honestly amazing. And then we went into town and had a couple drinks. I honestly just had the loveliest weekend. So then Saturday and Sunday, I do the weekend breakfast show with Curtis, up very early. Saturday, because I'd been flat out from I get home, Saturday was dedicated to cleaning the house. Not really cleaning. The house was clean, but it needed tidied because my stuff was everywhere. I hadn't even unpacked fully, so there was just bits and bobs everywhere. And I kind of am about to do the autumn-winter switchover. Mm-hmm. So I was like, do I get rid of these summer clothes? Not get rid. I wouldn't throw clothes out. That's really bad. I mean, like, do I pack them away for summer? So I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to take those home tomorrow. Home to go into the attic and get all of my coats out of the attic.
So weird that you have that. And like, I think guys just kind of transition. Like, my coats are out all year round.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I think I'll put a coat on today. Whereas for you, it's like a whole thing that you have to plan.
It's the switchover. Like, it's so exciting. But also on Saturday, we went to IKEA. That
Woo!
Was so fun. Now, it was a sprint. Scott had to be at training in Newry for like, I think it was 1. And I obviously didn't get off air until 10.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say we were on a mission, we darted through that whole showroom, got the codes that we needed. Although I was telling Curtis on Sunday morning, both of us, never done this before, idiotically left our phones in the car. So when we got in, you know the way you usually take a picture of what you want and the code for it? couldn't do that. And then that's usually not really that big a problem because there's a little pieces of paper and pencils.
Mm-hmm.
None of them. I don't know if they removed those because of COVID.
Yeah.
There were none around. So we had to, very old-fashioned, use our memories. I remember the name of what it was we wanted and then come down to the computer when we got into the, like, the warehouse part,
mm-hmm.
type it in and then go get it. We were honestly machines going through IKEA. We were amazing. Got it all done. I think we were in there 35 to 40 minutes, which is nothing considering it takes a full 10 minutes to get round. Well, actually, it probably takes more than that to get round the showroom itself.
Mm-hmm.
So got everything we wanted. I'm still resentful of the fact that Scott said we didn't have time to look in Bargain Corner. Because
I've never been in the Bargain Corner.
What?
No. Oh, it's amazing, mate.
Is it good?
It's actually rubbish, but it's so fun going in.
It messes with your mind so much that, like, you will see the price of, like, a chest of drawers with, like, a leg missing or something, and you'll be like, that's probably worth it. Like, I could.
Like, I've never bought anything in Bargain Corner.
Yeah.
I've been close, but it was just after 10 a.m. I assume it was closer to 11 at this point. And I just felt like it was so early in the morning. There definitely would have been something. It wouldn't have been picked over.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like we've missed out on a massive bargain. And I don't know if I'm going to get over it because we didn't have time. So then we got everything into the car, headed home. And then I tidied the rest of the day. And I think we watched a movie on Saturday night and that was just nice. And then on Sunday, because it was the bank holiday on Monday, we went out for drinks at the Perch. We got so tipsy and
it
was honestly unreal. However, I had to go home at 8 o'clock because it was on breakfast Monday morning. We were covering for the breakfast show and it was just, do you know when you're like in that kind of, you've had that just right amount of beverages.
A wee buzz.
And everything's so funny. And I insisted we walked home together. I was wearing heels.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get my steps in. And I said to Scott, like, I don't even know why we got home. I must have just been talking the ear off him. You know when you can't stop talking and you're like just having the best time all the way home. So it was just a really lovely weekend.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I went to Cypress Avenue on Saturday night for dinner and it was so, so good. What a nice place. Have you ever been?
No, that's Castlereagh Road, isn't it?
Newton Arch Road, is it?
Oh, sorry, yes.
It's Newton Arch Road.
It's just down from Ballyhack a little bit.
Yeah.
Beside the fire station.
Ballyhack!
Yeah. What about it?
That's what it's called.
Right.
Sorry.
Do you want to explain?
Yeah, you can't just leave us hanging there while you shouted Ballyhack out of all.
Who was I talking to yesterday? I couldn't remember. Stuart Bamford.
Uh-huh.
Could not remember what Ballyhack was called and he couldn't remember. And all today I couldn't remember what it was called.
Ballyhackamore.
Well, yeah, that's where I was on Saturday
Sorry.
Night. Yeah, for Cypress Avenue. So, so good. Would 100% recommend it. And I said to you at the weekend, I would put it up there with one of the best steaks I've ever had.
Really?
So good. So fast as well. Like, they came down and we ordered drinks and Ashley got a cocktail and I got a beer. And then whenever they brought the drinks down, they're like, you ready to order food? And we were like, yep, we knew what we were having. We both wanted steak. And we were like, yep, two steaks. Get them sort of medium done and stuff like that. And they're like, yeah, no problem. And then it felt like we were sitting there for like 2 minutes and we started drinking our drinks. And then Ashley was like, that could not be our steaks. And I was like, nah. And then the guy came over and he's like, two steaks. And I was
really?
Like, it was so, so fast. But I assume it's because like steak is, although it's something that's tricky to get right, it's relatively fast to cook.
Yeah.
You know, I assume they had all the chips and stuff.
Especially if you're getting it rare or whatever. Mm-hmm.
I assume they had all the chips and stuff kind of ready to go and then the steaks were just kind of brought down. So I had that, hands down, one of the best steaks I've ever had
I
in Belfast.
Yeah.
So, so good. And then for dessert, I had these things called Madeleines. Have you ever had them?
No.
They are so good.
I'd never heard of them until he was telling me about them.
I'd heard of them, but I'd never seen them on like a menu or anything anywhere. They're like tiny, tiny wee sponge cakes about that size,
uh-huh.
all individually baked. And then you get them with like a dipping sauce. So
nice.
I had like butterscotch dipping sauce. And
oh,
beautiful. Incredible. So, so good. So did that, would 100% recommend it. We watched the movie on Sunday. What did we watch? The new Disney one, Cruella.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Really good.
Go on.
Really, really good. Yeah. I was not expecting to enjoy it. Ashley was kind of like, that was Monday.
What was your favourite scene?
What was my favourite scene?
I just want to see if you said the same one as me.
Like the end scene was pretty good.
Okay,
the finish of it.
I was talking about when she came out of the bin, Laurie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that bit was
Do you know,
cool.
That took so many takes because she didn't want to CGI it. So they did it over and over and over and over again so it would suit perfectly.
I can imagine it probably took quite a long time because whenever Laurie was driving off and all the stuff started going to it, I was like, that's pretty impressive.
It was amazing.
Do you know, Ashley wanted to watch it and I was just kind of like, we'd done the breakfast show that morning. So I was dozing on the sofa and I was like, yeah, stick it on, I don't mind. And I kind of really got into it and I thought, this is a really, really good movie.
I'm quite sure I told you at the time that you should watch it, but whatever.
Do you know what, Melissa? You probably
I'm
did.
I'm surprised he watched it at all.
Through no choice of my own.
It was absolutely not upon my recommendation anyway.
No, it was just the fact that I couldn't be bothered moving from the sofa and Ashley went, can I stick this on? I do not care. I'm going to go to sleep. But it got me. I'll not lie. It got me and I was in. So there was that. What else? The only other thing of note this week is that I've been driving around like a boy racer all week.
Right.
So I have. So my car has a hole in the exhaust. Have you ever had that?
No.
No.
So a hole in your car's exhaust will make it sound like something out of those Max Power magazines that Connor used to read. do you know the kind I'm talking about?
Do you know what it's like? Remember when you were younger and you had a bike, you used to put a bottle at the back
of it? Yes, to make it sound really loud. Well, that's currently what my car sounds like. And do you know, I've been getting looks when I'm out driving about. So obviously when you're younger, like this maybe applies more to guys, maybe not you, Melissa, but like when you're younger and you pass your driving test, your first thing is, oh, I'm going to get a wee car and I'm going to like black out the windows and put a big loud exhaust on it and all. And that's, I mean, as you get older, you grow out of that and you realise that that's probably
so
not.
Pointless. Yeah,
you grow out of that. But there are people who don't, do you know, and those people can sometimes be a bit cringe when they like reach the 30 mark. Which is where I currently am in my life.
Yeah.
And I think people are looking at me like I'm one of those people who haven't grown out of that. Because I'm literally driving down the street with my car going, and it's so, so cringe. Luckily, it is getting fixed tomorrow.
Good.
But I mean, I've enjoyed my week driving around like a boy racer. Like having to hide my face at lights. But I look like a cringe dad. Do you
really?
Know those dads who just never grew up?
Yeah.
I look like one of them driving about in this car that's just really loud.
I'm sure it's even more awkward because if you're driving like 30...
Exactly, yeah. It's like I'm
so loud.
It's like I'm cruising. Like I had to go and pick Ashley up from Belfast the other night. She was out on Sunday night for
at least
bank holiday
drinks.
She can
hear you coming from like Hollywood, probably.
I know. Sound like driving around the city, like slowly. There's police everywhere, and it just looks like I'm being one of those weird people cruising down the street with a really loud car, and like the whole time. And the worst thing is, right, cars like that generally look a certain way.
Yeah,
blacked
like,
out windows. Yeah. Mine's not. Mine's like a family car. Do you know what I mean? Like I look like somebody's dad who's just went whack a loud exhaust on her there. And it's so, so cringe. But like I say, luckily it's getting fixed tomorrow. That has been it's been one of the highlights of my week. It's been funny, if anything.
Good.
But that is it. Right, will we do this week's quiz? I think, Melissa, have you got a quiz ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. Stays on. That was loud, wasn't it? Wow. Anyway, Melissa's quiz this week. Connor's won the quiz 4 weeks in a row.
Do you know what? I actually haven't said anything because I don't want to jinx it. So I've won the quiz every episode this season. Touch wood, it continues this week because I've enjoyed so much not making a quiz.
Okay, well, today's quiz has a theme. Would anybody like to guess the theme?
Is it themes
food.
Of questions that I can answer and Connor can't?
Because I feel point like that's really. Connor, he guessed the theme. Just kidding. Just kidding. That wasn't a question.
Crap. I'm done already.
So, Connor very kindly brought us Boston creams this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, by the way, your Boston cream, what did you think?
Yeah, really, really, really delicious.
It's not a typical Boston cream, though, because when
they
handed me.
You said
it was
like, supposed to be all brown chocolate on the top.
Yeah.
So those ones are like white icing.
And then sprinkles.
Chocolate sprinkles on
it. It was still 10 out of 10, but I just love donuts. I don't think you could ever give me a donut and me be like, oh no, I don't like it.
If
like, that's
thought,
never going to happen.
I'm not slagging this morning's Boston cream. I thought it was very good. But if you thought that was a 10 out of 10,
Krispy
Kreme will blow your... It's 25 out of 10.
Okay.
If that's a 10 out of 10, Krispy Kreme's a solid 25.
Well, the theme of the quiz is...
Is it
going to
be donuts?
It's donuts.
Donut quiz.
It is a donut quiz. Noi, are you ready?
30 years old, I'm sitting here doing a quiz on donuts.
It's fact or fiction, so there's a 50-50
that
chance.
That doesn't make it any better.
Oh my God, right, okay.
So you have to be quick off the mark,
okay?
There are many more Dunkin' Donut locations than Krispy Kreme.
Connor,
Curtis.
There's many more?
Yeah.
Is this, now, is this like worldwide?
Worldwide.
I'm going to go fiction.
That's a fact. That is a fact. That is a solid
Krispy
fact.
Krispy Kreme.
Curtis got it right, but it's very close. There's only 50.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Really?
There's only 50 more.
That's so weird, because like in New York, there's a Dunkin' Donuts on every corner.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-mm. There's many Krispy Kremes in loads of places as well.
I've never seen one in New York.
I mean, I can't guarantee this is perfectly correct, but this is what the quiz is telling me. So.
All of the quizzes we've ever done are open to interpretation, you know?
Yes. Okay.
So who got the point there? Did
you,
I get the point?
Yeah. Oh,
okay, well
done, mate.
Thank you so much.
Are you ready? The original name of Dunkin' Donuts was Copper Kettle.
Curtis, fiction.
Okay.
Connor. Well, I don't know. Fact.
No, it's right. It was open kettle.
So I got the point?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
It was open kettle.
Okay. Open kettle?
Yeah.
Do you think what a crap name.
I know. No wonder they changed it. Jesus. This must just be a Dunkin' Donuts versus Krispy Kreme quiz.
How many questions is there?
Well, seven, but okay. Curtis could win.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Krispy Kreme produces enough donuts in a week to stretch from New York City to Denver.
Connor.
I think it was you, mate.
No, you said Connor first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So from New York to Denver?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think where like Denver, Colorado is. A week?
Yeah.
I've no idea how far that is. I'm going to go fact. It's worrying that it's taking you that long to confirm or deny if that's
fiction.
Is it okay?
It actually produces more. It could take you all the way to Los Angeles from New York.
Wow.
So then surely that's...
So it is fact.
Said, yeah. Yeah. So it does go from Denver to Colorado, but it goes further.
Oh my God, that's such a good point.
Yeah, so it is fact. So I guess you do get the point.
Okay.
But does the website that you're using say he gets the point?
The website says almost fact, which is weird.
Here's the thing, right? See, if you're traveling, right? I want this point. If you're traveling,
no.
If you're traveling from New York to LA,
right?
You bypass Colorado. Colorado goes up a bit, I think.
Yeah.
So
it's further.
If you want to go that way, it's not LA is further, but if you want to go via Denver, that's going to take you longer. And do they have enough donuts to go New
that
York,
wasn't the
question, Denver,
Curtis.
LA?
Curtis, don't be
salty. You're scraping here, man.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 2-1, sorry.
Okay.
Just look.
Calm down.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Krispy Kreme donuts are a little healthier than Dunkin'
Curtis,
donuts.
That has to be true. Fact.
Yes.
Fact.
Yeah,
they're actually
they
a lot healthier.
Oil.
They have 100 fewer calories.
Wow.
Really?
Per donut.
Wow.
That is mental. I didn't know that. Krispy Kreme's that much healthier than Dunkin'. Okay.
Well, Dunkin's like, the difference in quality is there as well, to be fair.
What's better, Dunkin' or Krispy?
Oh, Krispy Kreme.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never had a Dunkin', I don't think.
They're kind
Krispy
of
Kreme's
like,
better.
Yeah.
Mm. Dunkin' are like, they taste like they've been fried in like oil.
They're kind of like Tim Hortons, that kind of vibe.
Mm.
They're nice, like they're good. Their coffee is so cheap in America.
Dunkin'. I like their coffee.
Their coffee's
I
good.
I do like their coffee.
Although, do you remember I bought that bag of, I think I told you this in one of the previous episodes a couple of seasons ago, I bought a bag of like their ground coffee that was vanilla flavoured, French vanilla flavoured.
I think he's
so it was like
this.
It was like a tenner on Amazon and it was rank.
I remember really?
It was stinking. Like I've tried to give it away to people and they've given me it back. I gave it to my mom and she was like, no, take that. I don't want that mouse.
Okay. So this is the point to win.
Bring it in here. Someone will probably use it.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Makes more than $2 million a day.
Connor.
From the sale of original glazed
Connor.
Donuts alone.
Connor, that has got to be true because if you had a Krispy Kreme donut near your house, you would be there flat out, Melissa.
Yeah, it's true.
Is it? There you go.
They actually make close to $3 million
wow.
a day on just the glazed donuts.
Knowing how much I paid for a box of glazed donuts
it's
just
like
a week
30,
ago.
30 quid,
I was doing 30 euro for donuts, like none of which survived past like 3 or 4 days. But anyway.
So this is the last question, is that right?
No. It can't be
three,
because if I get
two,
it, then it'll be a straw.
3-2.
Right, okay.
And are you going to make up a question?
Donuts became popular in the United States after soldiers ate them during World War I.
Curtis, fiction.
Ah, yes. He's back in it?
Yeah.
Okay, so 3-3.
You show me a photo of a soldier in World War I eating a donut. Didn't happen.
I love how he gets so competitive.
Didn't happen. You're telling me in the trenches they were having Krispy Kremes?
Yes, they were.
This they absolutely weren't.
Yes,
Melissa's
they are.
1970s phone setting off the beep, 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 beep again.
Nobody's texting me. It's not me.
Your phone's actually more up to date than mine as well.
It's literally not me. Okay, I have to find the last question. What's the correct?
I'm so annoyed. It's 3-3.
3-3.
This is it. Okay.
You know if you win, you've only won on a technicality.
No, man.
Because of that Denver question.
Are you ready?
No.
A German immigrant named Adolf Levitt created the first donut machine.
Connor. Oh my God.
You take it, mate. For some reason, I thought you were going to say Adolf Donut. I don't know why.
So he made the first donut machine?
Let me repeat the question.
Okay. But I still get to go first?
You get to go first.
Okay.
A German immigrant
Yeah.
named Adolf Levitt created the first donut machine?
I have no idea.
It's pure 50. This feels like a game of like, feels like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The tension in this room right now.
I'm trying to think, like, were donuts invented? Because surely if he made the donut machine, he then invented donuts the way that we know, or were donuts
they used to make donuts
but then
by rolling
it was
them
just
together.
The ease.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, and I can see Curtis looking at me out of the corner of my eye.
I'm so stressed
my
right now.
My palms are sweating. I'm going to go, what was his name? Adolf?
Levitt.
Levitt. I'm thinking Levitt, lever. I'm going to go fact.
Do not say that as a fact.
Adolf Levitt did create the first donut machine, but he was Russian. So it's fiction.
Yes!
Is it a trick question?
Yeah, so he did create it, but he wasn't
German.
German.
But he still created it. That's what you asked.
I repeated the question.
You didn't ask where he was from.
I repeated the question. I said, let me repeat it one more time. A German. So the statement
doesn't matter. It was still the same guy. He didn't say the guy that made the first donut machine, Adolf, whatever his second name, was he German or was he Russian? That is not the question.
Did I not repeat the question?
You did repeat it.
Just so you couldn't come for me on that.
But that's not the question you asked.
I asked you to tell me whether the statement I gave you was fact or fiction.
No,
was the
you
statement?
No. You asked if that dude, Adolf, was the guy that made the first donut machine.
I didn't.
You did.
I said a German immigrant named Adolf Levitt created the first donut machine.
So who made the first donut machine, Melissa?
A Russian immigrant.
That is the question you asked.
Russian immigrant.
No. Do you know what? I've had a great 4 weeks. I'll let you take this one, mate.
I'm so happy.
I was so nervous about
so
that.
So happy
one.
To get the win, but honestly, if that, I'd be so pissed off.
Mate, yeah.
I feel you, Connor. No, absolutely not. I'm taking the win.
I repeated the question.
Doesn't matter. It's not what you asked. Listeners, if you are with me, please back me up over on the What's Happening Instagram page.
A German immigrant named Adolf Levitt created the first donut machine.
So Adam Levitt created the first donut machine.
I mean, he's called Adolf, so it wasn't Adam at all.
I don't care whose name it is. I didn't win the quiz, Melissa.
Have we settled that I've won? Is it like, are we?
I'll give it up, but I just want to put it out there that I answered the question correctly.
You didn't.
I did. Connor. Adolf Levitt created the first donut machine.
But I didn't say that. I said a German. I said, right.
So then the question should have been, the person that made the first donut machine is called Adam Levitt. Was he called Adolf? I don't care. Was he A, either German, or B, Russian?
But it was a fact or fiction quiz, Connor. At the start I said, tell me whether these statements are fact or fiction.
I'm not just saying this because I'm feeling salty at the minute, but you've had better quizzes before, Melissa.
You were loving that quiz. Your palms were sweating.
It was good.
Yeah.
Well
just,
done, mate.
While you're doing that, I'm just sitting here watching someone make a salmon tray bake on the TV. Should we move on?
Just blame this website. It's called HowStuffWorks.com.
I thought it was going to be KrispyKreme.com because basically all it did was slag off Dunkin' Donuts. Like
Housework. What's the
who makes more money?
Again?
Whose donuts are healthier?
Fact or fiction?
It's going on the list. It's on the list. Well done, mate.
Guess who's on quiz next week? Connor. Stays on. Right, this is going to be a relatively short episode this week because we don't actually have anything planned. what we do have planned is just, I suppose it's going to be more making plans.
Yeah.
Because what we want to do is get back to what the podcast originally was. Now, if you missed it at the start of the episode, this podcast called What's Happening was really meant to be that. Like everything that's happening in Belfast, in Northern Ireland, cool things that are happening. And we never really got around to it because of the pandemic. There was 18 months where we just had nothing happening.
Yeah.
we launched this podcast at the worst possible time for the podcast it was supposed to be. But I mean, I think it helped us get through the 18 months, you know?
Yeah.
So not that we launched it at a bad time, just for what it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, a lot of people have messaged and said that we've helped them through and it's given them a wee bit of a laugh during a pretty
Arguably, it could have been we launched it at the best
time. The best time, We just had to adjust.
That factor of fiction, Connor.
I'm not talking
about Did a group of German immigrants launch the podcast at the wrong time?
No. We are from Northern Ireland. That is fiction.
Moving on.
But we do want to get back to we wanna get back into to things that are happening, and that's what the podcast is gonna be going forward. We're hoping to get like guests on who are up to stuff in Northern Ireland. We're gonna check out gigs. Connor's already been to one.
Yeah.
Melissa's been on a holiday. And just things are starting to happen again, so we wanna get back to that. So we need to start planning the things that we're going to do.
So I'm going to a couple of gigs over the next few weeks. I'm going to 3 at least. I want us to go mini golfing before the weather takes a turn.
Yeah.
Can we agree to do that?
Absolutely. I think we can go mini golfing. Yeah, absolutely. I'm game for that. Do you know what I like too? Ice skating.
I used to be good
at ice. You used to be a speed skater, didn't you?
I used to play for the Belfast Giants Juniors.
Wow.
Yeah.
What position did you play? Here's what we should do.
I have no idea.
Go to a Belfast Giants game.
Yeah.
Because they're coming back. And I think this is the thing with things that are starting to happen now. Like, the Belfast Giants, I love, you know me, I love watching sport. And I really, really enjoyed going to watch the Belfast Giants. And, like, I've made a lot of friends up there through covering work. Like, Deputy Dave, he's the microphone guy. But when he's off, for some reason, I get roped into it. It's good fun. Met a lot of friends up there. But I think it was getting to the stage where a lot of people, bar the hardcore fans, were starting to take ice hockey in Belfast for granted.
Yeah.
The Belfast Giants have now made an incredible team. They've put this amazing team together who on paper should absolutely smash the league this year. And you just know, because it's been so long without it, the atmosphere in the arena is going to be incredible for every game. Even those like midweek cup games, they're going to be incredible. And I think that's something we should do.
So you probably know the answer to this question. Was the Belfast Giants a team before the Odyssey was built?
No, they kind of like they came together as part of the Odyssey.
I was going to say, were they not the Mighty Ducks? But I think that was a movie. Is that not a movie?
It is the Mighty Ducks.
I love that movie.
The Mighty Ducks were based on a team in the NHL called the Anaheim Mighty Ducks.
Were the Belfast Giants not Ducks at one point?
Nope. There's a bit of a difference between a giant and a duck, Melissa. So the Belfast Giants is based on Finn McCool, who you know all about from your time.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Their mascot is literally Finn McCool. Their
and
bar
has the
is called McCool's.
With subways flying out of it.
I love that. I've never caught one.
Never caught one, yeah.
I need to Google this. That's supposed to be Finn McCool.
That's Finn McCool.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've always just thought that was a weird man. How do you know that's Finn McCool?
The team is based around Finn McCool. So when a team...
Says who?
The Belfast Giants.
Oh, you're definitely going to a Giants game with us.
Yeah,
so I am in shock.
So we need to go to the... So see, whenever a team gives themselves a name, generally they will base that name around something local. Something...
Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins, yeah, for example.
Chicago Bears.
Yeah, Chicago Bears.
I literally have talked in depth about how I love the story of Finn McCool, and nobody ever thought to mention to me that the Belfast Giants are based on it. I can't believe I didn't know this. I'm 28 years old.
I don't know what to tell you. Like,
no.
No idea what
I've
to tell you.
I've been to a Giants game.
They do really good chicken burgers.
They do.
Yeah.
And you know what? See,
so confused.
They used to do the thing like on like they had these specials. You know they do specials like, you know, get like nachos for a pound or something like that. They used to do the hot dogs, you know, like those Frankfurter hot dogs, which I love.
They're amazing.
And it was like, you know, on the bridge tonight, special day, Frankfurters are a pound. And like I would have easily smashed like 5 of them in a night and then come home and like felt a bit sick, and Ashley would literally be like, how many hot dogs did you eat tonight? 5.
It doesn't say anywhere on Wikipedia that it's based on Finn McCool.
It absolutely is. Their mascot is literally called Finn McCool.
So we're going to go mini golfing.
Go to a Giants game.
We're
going
to go to a Giants game.
To see Finn.
Yeah. Do you want to go go-karting again?
Absolutely. See, now that I've watched so much Formula One.
Yeah, I'd love to do it again. But
I feel like I know racing lines and all.
It just annoys me because when I go with you two, like, I don't win.
Sorry about that. We're
you
good.
You did win last time.
I didn't. I came third.
Oh, did you?
The thing is.
There's only 3 of us.
The thing is.
So we all know what that meant.
Uh-huh.
It's not like you weren't good, though.
Exactly.
It's not like you dropped way off
good.
The back.
Yeah,
but you two are just better. It's really annoying.
Do you remember we did the VR, like, Formula One simulator after?
Uh-huh.
And I remember I was, like, driving along, and next thing, this, like, pink car just smashed into the side of mine. I was like, who the hell was that? And Melissa was like, am I supposed to drive on the road? It's like right across the middle of the grass, like straight into the side.
I could not do the VR stuff. That was so hard.
It's so, so strange, the VR stuff. Eddie Irvine's carton, I think, is class. Yeah. We should absolutely do that again.
We'll do that again.
We'll take it easier on Melissa.
Yeah.
You're sore after carton.
Yeah. Well, then throws you about, though, doesn't
let's
it?
Let's get more people to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that you can have a chance at beating someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. So we're going to go carton.
Uh-huh.
What
so
else?
Mini golf, Giants,
we're
carton.
We're going to a gig. We're all going to Belsonic.
What gigs are you going to?
Dermot Kennedy.
Same.
Are you going? I haven't got anything planned yet.
No,
but
I haven't
got
any tickets yet, but I'm definitely going.
Connor over there is like, sort you out, don't worry. I played Belsonic last year, you know, don't worry, I get you.
I don't know what else I want to go to.
I'm going to MK.
That'll be good.
I think I'd like to go to MK. Yeah, my boyfriend wants to go to MK.
Let's go to MK. Let's go to MK.
Are the tickets still available?
No, it's sold out.
Damn it.
I remember when MK first started getting really big, which is strange because he's been around for like 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
We went to see him in Thompson's. Do you remember that?
Yes,
that was whenever Storm
right.
Queen came out and he came over to play Thompson's. It was one of the best nights of my life.
That's right, yeah.
Incredibly talented DJ.
That was 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, that was. And incredibly talented DJ.
Oh, he's amazing.
So, so good.
He used to produce for Britney Spears and Pitbull.
That's so strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
MK, there's like house music legend. You find out he's a producer for Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
So when is MK?
25th of September,
what
Saturday.
What day is that? Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Anything else? So that's a bit of a list.
Yeah, well, I think like there's
why don't we get our listeners to suggest things today?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I want to do.
What?
I have wanted to do this for 2 years.
What?
But I hands down refuse to do the scary version, but I want to do escape rooms.
Okay.
Like the quizzy ones, not the scary ones. If you make me do the scary ones, like I won't survive that.
You can do them in Belfast,
yes,
can't you?
Yes.
Yeah, there's an escape room.
Will we go do
an escape
one of them?
But there's a really scary one and I genuinely could not do it.
I wouldn't be up for that.
But if they have like the quizzy ones, like did anybody ever watch Jungle Run? When they were a kid.
Yeah.
I always imagine escape rooms are like that big tomb that they went into at the end. And do you remember they had to do the quiz in each room to get to the next room?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I'm imagining in my head. People tell me it's not actually like that, but
no,
I have hope.
Yeah, we can absolutely do an escape room. On that subject as well, Crumlin Road Jail at Halloween. I know you're probably not going to be in for that.
I was going to say, because I was either going to mention Crumlin Road Jail or there's the Halloween thing I did years ago in... I think it's Macrophel.
Oh, that's
it
the
like
zombie
Garba?
Run?
Is it not like the jungle?
Yeah, it's the jungle and they do the zombie
thing.
Run. Right, so the thing is, what I didn't realise is apparently that's actually like a 5K run. So it is a jog.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
No,
right. There was like this
is,
massive
you just go
haunted
to this
thing.
Open haunted area and they take you through a forest and they follow you and it's all actors.
Like they chase after you and stuff. Yeah. It's mad.
See, I would do it, but I'm not into those things.
No.
I could never.
Like
I wouldn't put myself through that because I wouldn't be the same person the next day.
Anything scary, like...
It's just no
not,
for
yeah,
me.
You're not
well, the one that I like is... do you know the ghost hunting at the Crumlin Road Jail? I like it because it's not like actors jumping out on you.
Yeah.
For me, it's more freaky because...
They take you around and like tell you stories and stuff.
Put you on my level. I literally couldn't go on the ghost train at Barry's.
If we're going to do this, you can set it out and you can hear about our experience.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
we'll
did want to do it. We wanted to do a Halloween episode last Halloween, but we couldn't.
Yeah.
But there was just nothing happening.
I could do like bobbing for apples and Halloween cookies.
So it could be like, what did you guys do?
So you want to go trick-or-treating then?
Yeah.
We went and looked for ghosts and Melissa's like, I stuck my head in a bucket full of water. Bobbing for apples is probably a bit of an issue with... It was last year, I
COVID.
Remember. Like, literally Robin Swan was talking about it.
I know what I'll do. Uh-huh. I'll make everybody chocolate-covered apples.
I'm not a fan. I would take an apple pie with a ring in it.
What?
That's Halloween, isn't it? It is.
I don't know what you're talking
Never
about.
Once
Sounds
that
like
now.
A really weird way of proposing to someone.
No, there's like apple...
Liv, watch your teeth. Watch your teeth this Halloween.
Apple pies with like wee gold rings. That's like a Halloween tradition.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No...
That must be a tradition for people who get their jab at the drive-thru.
What?
Yeah.
Because nobody else has heard of that.
Bobbing for apples, trick-or-treating, and then you would go to the bakery and get an apple tart or an apple pie with a wee gold ring in it.
And what's the ring for?
I don't know.
What the heck? No, I've never heard of that.
Never heard of that in my entire life.
No, I don't know what you're talking
Halloween
about.
Is just around the corner, so let's plan that. Do you know what I have coming up? I don't think I've told you. I've mentioned it, but I haven't told you. I'm going to Ukraine to go to Chernobyl.
Mate, are you?
Yeah, we booked one of those Chernobyl tours. And it's actually over Halloween.
I'm so jealous. I want to go. That TV show is amazing. I think it's on Amazon Prime.
There's one on Amazon Prime and then there's one on Now TV as well.
Yeah, I think
Now
it is
TV
on Now TV.
One is
I'm sorry,
so
that's the coolest good. Trip ever.
It's amazing.
We booked, I mean, it's still a massively radioactive place. Yeah. I don't know why I'm going
What
there,
are you doing?
Yeah, it's like pregnant people and stuff can't go.
It's thinking. Not funny.
No, but it's safe. Like there's tours run there. Yeah, like you don't get off the bus or anything.
No.
You just kind of drive around and
right,
look
okay.
at it.
And do you wear protected? Do you wear your PPE and all?
No.
Do you wear
you
your
don't get off the bus?
No.
You don't need to.
I'm still worried.
I'm
not doing the podcast with you when you get back.
You have to isolate me for 12 weeks.
12 years?
the radioactive thing, it's capped, isn't it? There's
yeah,
a thing
so,
over it.
So they've had to build this big, like, massive, massive metal dome over it just to stop the radioactivity getting
this
out.
This is crazy.
But the problem is that over time, that's wearing
years,
away.
Like
so they're having to build, like, a new one,
yeah.
and they're starting it already.
What
so
about the poor people who have to build it? They must have to be so close.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I'm sure they're, like
a lot of it's built like cranes and, yeah. and all that stuff. Like, but yeah, we're totally going there. And
that's
like,
so cool.
We booked it on the basis that we'll probably not get going, but it's nice to have something to look
yeah.
forward to.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm literally going to the most radioactive place in the world.
I want to go.
I
tell you what, it was relatively
pictures.
Cheap.
Oh, yeah,
it was like you're talking like £300 a person. Yeah. It was yeah. relatively cheap, and we got it from our good friend. What do you call him?
Holiday Ninja.
Yeah, he's a good lad. He's got so many deals. On his website. There's a bit of free promotion for him anyway.
Yeah.
So that's something I'll have to talk about if you guys are willing to be in the same room as me.
Absolutely, yeah.
We can put the plastics
the plastic screens back up. I've just realised they've disappeared actually.
Yeah. We don't need them anymore.
So yeah, there's loads of stuff for us to do.
Loads of stuff for us to do in and around Belfast. But obviously we don't know everything. So if you've got suggestions of really fun stuff that you've done that you
Did
would recommend.
Did we ever go axe throwing or was that me on my
that
boyfriend?
Was you and Scott.
Yous would love it. We'll have to do that.
Yeah,
I'd
love to do that.
It's funny, I actually mentioned to Ashley about it and she was like, oh, I want to go too.
It's so fun.
So my girlfriend might be coming along with us to the axe throwing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Bring Liv, you know, let's make a family
atmosphere.
But yeah, if there's anything you've done in Belfast that we don't know about that you'd really recommend, let us know what it is. Head over to the WhatsApp and Instagram, slide into the DMs,
yeah.
tell us what you think, what should we be doing.
Oh, here, there's one thing that I want to do. There's like a new food place that's opened up.
I feel like I know what you're talking about. Is it
Common
Market? Yellow, yes.
Yeah, Common Market.
Club 411, beside Yellow.
No, sorry, I'm talking about the new hot dog place.
Oh, Banter?
Doesn't it look unreal?
Yes,
hang
I
on,
saw
wait,
that on TikTok.
That?
Myth.
I said
I want to go there too.
Scott on TikTok.
Yeah,
hot dogs are my jam.
It's just
I'm
like,
sorry. Are you sure it's called Banter? Is it not called Banger?
Banger,
like,
sorry.
Bangers
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll send you the TikTok.
Hang on, yeah, do.
Like, just do hot dogs. Will we go someday
100%
for lunch?
Hot dogs are
Here.
My Dinner. Vibe.
Here. Hot damn dogs.
Get like all different toppings and stuff.
Look at that.
Oh my god.
Well, we're going to go.
Yeah, let's go. Should we go this week?
Next week? Can we do next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Let's do next week.
Oh, I'm so happy. Hot dogs are like my favourite thing.
Yeah.
I love nothing more than
You're a
hot gigantic
dog.
Sausage.
Yeah. I could go tomorrow night, but tomorrow night's the only night that I can do. Yeah, because it's Wednesday. Tomorrow night or next
I know,
week?
I'm going home tomorrow night.
Okay, next week.
Who said you were invited?
Me. It's me who told you about it.
Right, anyway, yes, if there's anything you think we should do that you think we should check out, let us know. Instagram at What's Happening Podcast. While you're there, you can be listener of the week. Once Melissa finishes with
I was
TikTok
on TikTok
there.
To show you the TikTok. Sorry.
And then you just started scrolling afterwards. Like, that's the
I was
thing with TikTok.
To close
like,
the apps.
That's the thing
so
with TikTok.
Addictive.
We were talking through the week. Do you think TikTok's better than Vine?
I do.
I never used Vine.
Did you not? I think TikTok is better, but Vine was just I like
Vine was its own moment, I would say.
I like that people were able to get so much creativity in the 7 seconds.
Yeah, it was
so
impressive.
So good. And we were talking about our favorite ones, do you remember?
Yeah.
The guy who was like, "Stop. Almost make me drop my croissant."
Yeah. Charlie bit my finger was a Vine, wasn't it?
No,
was that?
It
that was a YouTube
video.
YouTube.
But they made a Vine out of it.
Yeah.
But my favorite was some people have never seen this, but Curtis said he saw it. They just like poured this water over this girl sleeping, and instead of like freaking out and jumping up, she went, "Hello." It's my favorite
what?
Of all time.
One
have
of...
you never seen that?
No.
Did you never really use Vine?
No, mate. Like
so go on to YouTube, right, and just
yeah.
search the best Vine compilations.
Okay.
They're so mad. It's like such a journey because it's only 7 seconds, so there's no context
yeah.
whatsoever, but they're just funny.
Here it is. This is my favorite.
Oh my God, waterboarding her?
Hello.
Why is that so funny?
Right, anyway, while you're over there on the Instagram page, Melissa's going to tell you how you can be listener of the week.
Yeah, there are many ways.
There's not.
There's three.
Is there?
There's two, yeah.
So you can head on over to the What's Happening podcast Instagram. Honestly, send us a DM. Tell us what we need to get up to, because we've given you all of our ideas and we've got a list now, but we'll need more. We'll probably exhaust all of those within a few weeks. Send us a message. You could be listener of the week. Or if you're listening to us on Apple Podcast, leave a 5-star review. We would love that.
Yep. So that's how you can be listener of the week. Thank you for listening this week. Apologies if it wasn't quite the episode you were expecting, but we are going to get back to what it was supposed to be about. We're going to go and explore our own city and open top bus tour. That's something I want to do in Belfast as well.
I've never done that.
So we're going to go and explore our own city, our own country, and we're going to bring it to the podcast. So I don't know whether we're halfway through the series. Should we take a break next week? And what do you think? Or should we just get straight into it?
Will we go to like the banger place at like the start of next week?
Okay, let's do
and
that.
Maybe do and mini golf at the start of next week.
Okay, right, we'll do that.
Cool.
Thank you for listening. We will catch up with you next Friday. Have a great weekend. See you then.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.